You look at turning points in the game, and of course it's the penalty save. I'd have to say over the 90 odd minutes, I felt we were the better team that deserved to win. You know, I think that's first and foremost. But when you're taking the lead on the occasions that we have, and you keep giving a very good Birmingham side that showed why they've had the season that they've had. When you keep allowing them back in the game like we did, then it makes life very tough for ourselves. Certainly one for the supporters, and I can't imagine there are too many supporters that went away unhappy. But we need maybe to defend that a little bit better. But delighted that we got the goals that we did.
Let's talk about David Stockdale's save and the importance of that in a few moments' time, because in that first half there was terrific movement about the Albion. You came out the blocks very quickly and perhaps could have got two or three goals in that first half.
Yeah, and I said that was a disappointment. And we had that a little bit in the Ipswich game where we started very well, took the lead and then conceded. And our goal might have been a fortuitous goal, the first goal, but certainly their equaliser was as well. So it's really disappointing when at that stage of the game where you want to gather some momentum, your play says that you're allowed to, and then of course you allow them back in the game. But that's what they do, and they're a very good side. But again, over the game, I thought we thoroughly deserved it.
We just had a caller on the line who wanted to apologise to David Stockdale. He wasn't happy after the Nottingham Forest match. He's rung up and he said, well, I'm happy now. Yeah. And how important was that save, Chris?
It was massive. I think the timing also. And it also changes my thinking a little bit. You know, it's just before half time, you know, at 2-1 down, then I'm thinking possibly about changes. I decided to leave it at half time, and of course we were able to get the goals that we wanted, but we also conceded poor goals, and we need to make sure to look at that.
What might you have changed had it been 2-1 at half time, Chris?
Well, certainly I would have, to get back in the game, I would have had to go more offensive, which would have meant Kasinga coming on, or Manu Ledesma, who arrived on Thursday, only trained with us really on the Friday, but certainly I would have I'd have had to make them changes, or of course up front. So sometimes you at a moment like that, you're thinking changes a little bit, and fortunately for us, it went well.
Let's talk about your goal scorers. Inigo Calderon, two goals today. How important has he been for you over the last few weeks, Chris?
Well, he's one of these players that keeps going, and he can have a period of the game where he's perhaps not having his best spell, or he looks a little bit tired, a little bit drained, and then he comes again. He's a lad that's got very high energy, and of course with himself and Bruno, they have a very good relationship, both having played as full-backs, attacking full-backs. They have a very good relationship on that right-hand side.
Just got to ask you about Joao Teixeira as well. A couple of times today, you looked a bit frustrated when he gave the ball away, but he's one of these players, he can suddenly come up with something a bit different, Chris. Is that makes him such a good player?
That's what he is, and he's an offensive player, and he's a creative player. And with that comes a downside as well, that sometimes he can be a little bit loose, but when he's on his game, he's a very, very good player, and that can be in the same game, and all you hope is that in the periods that he's like that in a game, that he can create, and of course as he has done in a couple of games for us under my reign, scored two goals.
Guy Butters was our summariser today. I know you know him from your Tottenham days. And Guy was saying perhaps it's important sometimes for a senior player just to have a quick word in his ear, a bit word of advice, you know, during games.
Yeah, but I think we do have that. I think we've got good individuals in the side. And I think certainly Guy, having watching this and the goals that went in, I think he might have had something to say. But but overall, again, it was a game that we deserved to win. Very disappointed with the manner of the goals that we conceded. But perhaps even more pleased that a team that hasn't been scoring goals has managed to get four goals here, and I would imagine that's the first time for a good while.
Yeah, it is. It's the first time since Blackpool in 2013, so it's the best part of 2 years ago. I wonder, Chris, as well, does it relieve the pressure slightly for the Leeds game on Tuesday night, the fact you've won today?
No, it doesn't relieve the pressure, but we knew that having two games at home and the way that these results can go, you're seeing Leeds going to Middlesbrough today and winning. We know that all the teams around us can win games, so the pressure is on every game. to get as many results as we can. And but certainly it's a nicer feel going into Tuesday on the back of a win than not.
Quick word about the players who came off. Leon Best came off. Biram Crayell. Were they injuries? Are you concerned for Tuesday, Chris?
Or? No, just tactical and managing the game the best way that you can. But at the moment, I don't think we've got any problems for Tuesday. Not from today's game, anyway.
And the feeling in the dressing room tonight?
Well, a good feeling because we won the game. A bit frustrated because of the manner that we did, but also pleased with the goals that we got.